You're listening to SBS News.
Storm Dennis has brought a month's worth of rain in just 48 hours to southern Wales. Residents have been rescued from flooded homes and businesses as the United Kingdom faces its second storm in just over a week. About 360 flood warnings remain in place from the north of Scotland to Cornwall in southwest England. And for the first time since December 2015, a red warning for extremely life-threatening flooding was sounded. Susanna lives in the southern Wales town Pontypridd and says it was scary and happened very quickly.
Last night, the water board staff was knocking on our door, move the cars. And we moved the car, and after then, just rapidly the water rised. And suddenly it's in a house.
Some locals are accepting defeat as emergency services continue to ensure the safety and evacuation of residents. Kath Rimmer is a resident of Billington in England's northwest, where temporary barriers have been erected in an effort to protect houses from flooding.
I'll try and keep a level head, keep a sense of humour, you know, and you can only do what you can do. At the end of the day, nature will just do what it's going to do.
Exactly.
And there's not much you can do to stop it.
Others aren't as optimistic. Gemma Williams from the English town Calderdale says authorities could have done more to prepare.
I think more disappointed than anger. I mean, anger will probably come later, but disappointment is just how we feel, because as a community we've put our faith in somebody to try and protect us from this happening, and it's failed.
As the wet and wild weather begins to clear in some parts, the number of flood warnings across the UK is decreasing, but flood warnings remain in place for a while after last week's storm Ciara killed 8 people across Europe. Britain's weather service, the Met Office, says disruption is set to continue for another day at least. Nikki Canning, SBS News.